This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, here in this country, we'll get earnings this morning from the publishing company McGraw-Hill, which just happens to own the credit rating agency Standard & Poor's, which just happens to be the target of a $5 billion lawsuit by the Justice Department. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
The federal government claims Standard & Poor's is partly responsible for the financial crisis because it put AAA ratings on mortgage-backed securities that turned out to be worthless.
The government's allegations are as grave as one could imagine.
Securities attorney Lance Kimmel says this is no slap on the wrist. He says a $5 billion penalty would destroy S&P's parent company, McGraw-Hill, which earned less than $1 billion in 2011.
S&P facing what I think would be a death knell has no reason to settle. They're in a fight for their life.
McGraw-Hill already refused to settle once, but Kimmel says it will be tough for the government to prove that S&P manipulated ratings and hid that from investors.
I think the government's going to have a hard time on this one. Fraud is always a bit of an amorphous concept.
The other two major ratings agencies, Moody's and Fitch, also gave top grades to bad mortgage bonds, but so far the government hasn't sued them. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.